it. I was breaking down. It's every day now. You scroll through your feed.
Yeah, something's happening. 1,520 mass shootings since Sandy Hook.
Since
1,520.
Yeah, it's been. You hope that
you're not in the wrong place. Yeah. Unfortunately, now think about that. You hope that you're not in the wrong place. So,
well, I don't care if I am. I care if my family members are.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they care if you are. So that's what I'm saying. You hope that your family members, you hope that you're not in the wrong place. But and for all these people that are running around talking about a good guy with a gun and all that other stuff, like, yeah, man, just back up. Zoom out a little bit and understand that this shouldn't be normal. And for whatever reason, it has become normal. And your thoughts and prayers aren't doing enough at this point. You know, just like for Puerto Rico or for Flint or for any other tragedy that's happened, man-made or otherwise, your thoughts and prayers are cool. But until things change inside you or inside legislation, whatever the case may be, whether if it's about mental health, then start to ramp up some of these mental health parameters.
Then if it's about mental health, then allow for more care for the mentally ill instead of stripping it from them.
Cook County Jail. Cook County Jail is being treated like a mental hospital now. Anybody that's deemed crazy walking around these streets, they throw them in Cook County Jail now. Think of like these.
That's why the public defenders can't see their clients.
These centers are being closed down around this city. You know, if you really want to get to the crux of the issue here, we need to stop treating prisons like mental health facilities and start making more mental health facilities or making it more available to people who don't have the means. So, yeah, it was a tough thing to see on the news and to hear people talk about yesterday. And on this show, we talk about everything. So don't think that we weren't aware of it or we're going to skip over it. But shout out to Spiegel and Parkins for kicking their show off with it today and saying their piece. And hopefully that. And I hate to say it this way, hopefully your family members aren't in the wrong place.
There are policies that work, and you can look at what other countries have done, and there are actions that can be taken to make us safer in all different ways, including mental health, including making sure that the wrong things aren't in the wrong hands, and we don't need military equipment in the hands of crazy people.
Yeah. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We'll talk a little football with Eric Edholm next right here on The Score.
Live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just after 4 o'clock and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the lights Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Good news on the Zach Miller front as the Bears tight end is being released from the hospital down in New Orleans and he will return to Chicago to further rehab. Now, one of his teammates, Akeem Hicks, visited Miller this past weekend.
I didn't want to bug him for too long, you know, because he's going through a lot and, you know, the nurses were in and out making sure that he was all right. So I came in there for about 20, 30 minutes and left, and you know, his wife's there supporting him, and you know, that's the real strong person in the situation because she's watching her husband, you know, go through those things and being his support, and you know, kudos to her.
Also in the NFL, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston, he will miss a few weeks with that injured shoulder, and tonight in the NFL, it's Detroit at Green Bay. We'll have the broadcast starting at 6:45. Turning to baseball, and free agents are now able to sign with various teams, none to report just yet, but today some teams did make some players free agents by declining options on their contracts, like Andre Ethier in Los Angeles and Mike Napoli in Texas. Baltimore catcher Wellington Castillo, he declined the player option on his deal. He also becomes a free agent, and the Indians have made a one-year $17.4 million qualifying offer to first baseman Carlos Santana. Terry Bors is back, and he'll be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show that's coming up November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as The Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your book of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. This scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
It is 3rd and 4, Wentz under center. Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey!
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Is that the best team in the NFC or the NFL?
Yep.
Are the Cowboys, are the Vikings, are the Seahawks with a new left tackle? We got all those questions and more for our guy Eric Edholm here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Eric_Edholm, writes for Pro Football Weekly, and joins us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So we were free of the Chicago Bears infecting our weekend, Eric, and got a chance to look around the league a little bit. What action stood out to you?
It was the non-football action. You know, it was the brawls on the field between A.J. Green and Jalen Ramsey in the one game, and the weird Jameis Winston helmet poking and Mike Evans shoving thing in the next, and four guys getting flagged and thrown out in the 49ers game. So, yeah, it almost felt like, you know, in lieu of a good week of actual compelling matchups, minus a couple, it was really more about these kind of things that we ended up talking about.
First half of the season, what's fool's gold and what's real in terms of these teams that we've talked a lot about?
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a weird year. You know, obviously the big-name injuries have kind of thrown everything out of whack. You know, Aaron Rodgers and J.J. Watt and Odell Beckham, and the list goes on. Obviously, Deshaun Watson. You know, it felt like a funeral when he got hurt, when it was announced he was hurt. And the Texans were a team with him, and they're not one without him. Sunday proved that. You know, what we saw in the first half of game one proved that. So
you mean Tom Savage doesn't get it done for you?
Yeah, he's not exactly, tickling my fancy here too much. But, yeah, it's, you know, the whole season, I think, has been affected by that one way or the other. And the teams that many people thought were going to be contenders have fallen off. And, you know, there have been some surprise performances like the Rams and Jaguars. And I guess we're just sitting there trying to figure out, you know, is there a team at 3-5 that's going to come back and storm the league here? Or is this kind of what we have right now?
So would they consider, they say, they keep trying to mealy-mouth this, but I read, I think Deadspin had the story, that the obvious choice for the Texans is to sign Colin Kaepernick. It's obvious. And there's probably no way it's going to happen because
they kicked it around, apparently, the CBS Sports is reporting.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, if that's real or not.
Well, I do know this. I do know they've discussed them, and I believe there are at least a dozen teams that at least had the discussion at some point this offseason, whether it was, you know, right after he became a free agent, once he hit free agency, whether it was after the draft when the teams didn't get their quarterbacks, whether it was on the verge of the season when injuries hit. So I do know that teams had legitimate conversations, but they were always kind of clouded with, well, what does management think? What does ownership think? You know, what are we going to face if we do sign him? And, yeah, there was going to be backlash. You know, some people didn't like his stance on these things. Some people didn't like what happened last season. Whether it's, you know, whether you agree with that or not, that is the case. So, you know, I legitimately believe they had that discussion. Now, whether you believe Bob McNair, their owner, was going to green light that, I don't know. I do know this. GM Rick Smith does have sort of the final say on these matters. He could have signed them had he had ownership's approval on it. So that's, I guess, how I would frame it. I don't think it's – I feel bad that Bill O'Brien is the only one who's kind of having to answer that question in Houston.
You mentioned Jameis Winston and the helmet poking and Michael Evans with the one-game suspension. The NFC South is super weird to me because I thought that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a sexy pick in terms of that offense. You know,
we said it before Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
the number of weapons that they had on that team.
DeSean Jackson apparently can't run down the field and be targeted. The Atlanta Falcons have forgotten how to play football. The Carolina Panthers are weird to me, even though they're three games over 500. And then you got the Saints, who haven't fielded a defense in like 3 years, and they're sitting atop that division. Is there a more topsy-turvy, unpredictable division than the NFC South right now, or am I missing this?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, three of the four teams are 500 or better, but we don't really know exactly how good the Saints are. I mean, they lose two in a row. The defense looks awful. They give up 65 points in those games. And now all of a sudden they're this barnstorming unit. They force turnovers. They make plays on defense. They score defensive touchdowns. They score special teams touchdowns. And it's not Drew Brees having to sling the ball 49 times for them to win, you know, to win 38-36. You know, I mean, those are the kind of games that they had to win in the last three-plus seasons, really, since the start of 2014. So, it's a different formula. They can run the football now. Breeze can have the big game, or he can kind of sit back and pick his spots. The D's sort of holding up its end of the bargain. I think they're legit, and yet I still guess I have to see a little bit more out of them, and I want them to play some tougher games and all that stuff, but you know, Carolina, they've been so up and down. You know, they win two, then they lose one, then they win two, they lose one. And Atlanta, you know, they're 4-4 and have been outscored this season by the opponents. They barely beat the Jets a few weeks back, and had they not done that, they'd be two games under 500 at the midpoint. So you're right. I think top to bottom, especially with the Bucs stuff you just mentioned, this has been a very odd division.
Did the Giants make a mistake in assuming that Eli Manning was as ageless as some other quarterbacks of his cohort? Or is it an injury issue, or was Ben McAdoo overpromoted?
Yeah, all of the above, perhaps. Yeah, no, I mean, I think you can kind of trace back some of their mistakes. I mean, they were 11-5 last year, made the playoffs. That was a little bit of a surprise. So maybe they're closer to the team that was, you know, at the end of the Coughlin run, they were 6-10 and 7-9, those kind of teams. So maybe they're a little bit closer talent-wise to that. But there's no doubt the defense is underachieved. The offensive line, which they left intact, has taken a step backwards largely. There is no run game. And Eli's starting to look his age. He's 37. When Beckham's not out there, guess what? You know, I mean, there's not a whole lot of options to throw to. Other guys have been hurt. Now, McAdoo is really interesting because, you know, John Mara, the owner, wanted to get rid of Coughlin the year before, you know, as the end of the 2014 season, I guess, and said, all right, I'm going to give him one more shot, one more year. Let's see if we can have some more magic like they did before. I know Mara kicked himself for not doing that sooner, and obviously they wouldn't have had McAdoo as their coach because I think he was still with Green Bay at that point. So I think there was some big-name candidate that they looked at in 2000, after that 2014 season and considered making a change. I don't think Ben McAdoo was anywhere close to their first choice.
Let's stay in the NFC East. The Eagles are super interesting to me. They piece together a secondary that's playing lights out. Their front seven is terrific. I think Brandon Graham is one of the better defenders in the NFL that we really don't get a chance to talk about a lot. And their quarterback is playing like an MVP. But, Eric, at home, if I were to give you in the NFC for the best record overall, the field or the Philadelphia Eagles, who would you go with?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, if you just look at like strength of schedule, the Rams have a really easy schedule the rest of the way. I mean, that's, you know, that's something you have to at least take into consideration.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think we could even be talking about that. I mean, obviously before the year, I think people are like, well, if Rams get to 8-8, that's pretty good progress in year one. Okay, well, now we're 2 wins away from 8 wins, and they could be a 10 or 12 win team easily. So, yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles probably have fewer questions because they're getting healthier, I think. You know, they're going to get Ronald Darby back and some of those DBs. So they've got a one-game edge in that on the field. I still probably would lean their direction. They got to play Dallas twice. We don't know if Zeke's going to be out there for either or both. They have a tough game up in Seattle, I believe. And they've got a couple other, you know, tricky ones, like the Falcons. Are they going to play up to their potential? So they're not going to just run through the field and go 8-1 in the, or, you know, 7-1 in the second half of the year. But I think they would hold on and get the most wins.
Yeah, the Falcons. I mean, it's at some point you have to think about a change at offensive coordinator before it's too late, because something's broken. It's not right. There is no rhythm. They're not,
not coordinated.
It's not, yeah, it's just not being coordinated. And I don't know how long you can tolerate that with the weapons you have and where you are. You're trying to win a title.
Yeah, on the one hand, I'm sitting there saying, I was at the New England game where they, you know, they scored, what, 7 points or whatever. And you know, and you thought this was the game they could win. I mean, this is going to be their statement win they've been thinking about all offseason. They get down in the red zone. They miss a couple field goals. But then there's that brutal, you know, jet sweep call on fourth and goal. And it's been really about a half a dozen play calls that Falcons fans are just pulling their hair out and just saying, what are you doing? You know, had Julio Jones caught that touchdown that he dropped in the end zone, you know, we might have a little different story today. But there has been a season-long malaise. There's no doubt. I don't know if it's a hangover. I don't know if it's play calling by itself. You know, the running backs have been a little banged up. The O-line isn't as great, but Matt Ryan doesn't look like an MVP. I think coordinating has something to do with it. I think Sarkisian's play call and feel for the game, they've been off this year. There's no doubt.
All right, what are people saying about the Bears nationally? You talk to a lot of guys, and you got a lot of resources out there in the NFL. When the Bears come up, what is said about them, and how close or far they are from actually being something to worry about?
The two things that are brought up the most, and it's funny, actually, good question, because I just happened to ask sort of that question in preparation for something I was working on last week as they were heading into the bye. The two things that come up most, everyone wants to see what happens with Mitch Trubisky, obviously, right? I mean, we're just getting a taste of what he can do now. The other one is Vic Fangio and what he's done with that defense. And if there's a goal other than Trubisky improving and getting more chances in the second half, I would say it's locking up Vic Fangio after this year. I don't know if John Fox is the head coach. I don't know if Fangio is the coach. I don't know if somebody else would take him on. I don't know what that situation is, but people around the league have an immense amount of respect for what he's done. I know there was a knock about the lack of big plays. That's been fixed. That's been changed. The defense has given them chances to win games. So, to me, that's the thing that I think most people that I've talked to around the league have remarked about. And then, and his future is just going to be fascinating to watch.
All right, so let's say they do give Vic Fangio the multi-year contract, because this is the defense that he's built that's coming into its own. You then limit your head coaching pool to offensive side head coaches, correct? Because you don't foist Fangio on somebody who is a defensive mind who's going to have his own philosophy, even if they say the right things and want that job. And my as a second question there, does Fangio's presence then make the job that much more attractive to an up-and-coming offensive mind or an established offensive mind?
I think you're hitting on exactly the questions that the Bears are asking and other people around the league are kind of pondering as well. And there's one notable example I could think of as you were asking it off the top of my head, and that was Mike Tomlin with Dick LeBeau. I remember talking to Tomlin about a month after he got hired in Pittsburgh. You know, he was 30. He was Sean McVay, basically. He was 34 years old or whatever. He'd been a coordinator 1 year. And the deal was, you get the job, but it comes with Dick LeBeau. And I asked him about that, and he said, "Dude, it's Dick LeBeau. Like, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. This is one of the best defensive coordinators of all time." And I think it would be similar for, you know, Rod Marinelli in his heyday when he was, you know, calling plays and so brilliant at it, still doing it. But, you know, Jim Johnson in Philly, there are a handful of guys who I think can reach that level where it might be more of an attractive thing than it would be a restriction for some people who want to bring their own people in. So, yeah, it's a fascinating question. I don't know the answer, and it may differ candidate to candidate, but I would think getting him locked in, it's kind of the buddy thing and Ditka thing back in 82, 83 or whatever. That's, you know, that ended up working out pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, it did. Should have won more, though, Eric. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you next week, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, fellas. See ya.
That is Eric Edholm, brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. See, Edholm, Sweden? Look at that.
It's all coming together.
Look at that.
Yeah, my radio chubby.
This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today.
I need to call one of your favorites, a man that you extolled the virtues of last week. I need to call him to the front of the class.
Is this Tony Romo?
No. It's one of your all-time favorites.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, he needs to come to the head of the class.
Oh, yes.
We got to talk.
I had a feeling this was going to happen, and it's just too bad.
It's Dan Bernstein's guy.
Three and
two. I'm Jason Goff.
Oh, no.
Just passing along the news right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite like A.J. Green versus Jalen Ramsey yesterday. There's some pushing and shoving, and then A.J.G. goes full GSP. Hops up, grabs him with something close to a rear naked choke, pulls him down, and then starts raining hammer fists down on Ramsey. I have never seen a receiver handle a DB like that. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody handle anybody like that. Yeah, I know. This isn't like A.J. Green. I get that. And I don't condone that. And there is no place for that outside the octagon. On some level, I want to say I respect it. But I don't. People are angry. way too angry on the field and off it. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mark Grody here, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Ryan, with as many loans as you close, how can I put this? How are you still good at customer service?
You know, Mark, years ago when we started the Home Loan Expert, we knew that we had to make our customers priority number one. Lower rates and better loans is a given at thehomeloanexpert.com. Customer service is the huge bonus. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three, four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200. Now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Going to a license from Visa USA Inc.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
It's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game.
Wonder how many of those people who applauded for young Vin Scully are the same people who don't want politics in sports. I'm sure the Venn diagram will be interesting to see.
Ah, the Venn diagram. You got such a knack for it. You're a poet, you don't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. I hate to do this to Vin, but he gets the same spanking that everybody else gets. Someone has to explain to the people who keep saying this that it's not about the Navy. It's not about the armed forces. It's not about the Marines.
Navy's got its own issues. Yeah. If you're following the news in the Navy.
Where we buy a bunch of whores in the Navy. No, yeah.
60 admirals are being implicated in a bribery scandal involving a no-bid contract.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, 60 admirals.
You're out at sea?
Just joining us. Yeah, that old shellback ceremony, not what it used to be. Yeah,
I have five of them, bro.
We got a lot more than that.
Need a bigger one.
Yeah,
the one Brian McKinney is Brian McKinney and Fred Spur. Just like, hey, we got one for y'all. We good.
Wow.
But yeah, Vin, much like everyone else who says this over and over again, and by the way, the people who are hashtagging I stand with Vin now, hilarious. Vin can't stand without pooping himself, but it's okay. Vin.
It happened again.
Vin, it's not about that, Vin. It's not about, it's as if you are saying, I just don't agree with your stance. It's like not agreeing with the stance that cancer is bad. All people who are protesting in whatever forms they are protesting equality, and the rights for people of color, and they are protesting the situation that goes on with police brutality. It's not that hard, and it's either willful ignorance or sheer stupidity with a little bit of bigotry on the side, maybe a large order or a small order depending on how hungry you are. But either way. Willful ignorance or sheer stupidity. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and the fact that the only reason that Kaepernick was kneeling was because of a consultation with veterans on what would be appropriate for him to respect them and their sacrifice.
He talked to a Green Beret that was on his team. Yeah. And he said, hey, if this gets misconstrued, what way should I go about this? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Ahead of time.
come on. Why is this so hard? Like, I'm done today, at least. I'm not doing the yelling thing and beating you over the head with it, but why is this so hard? Well, you know, I have a right to be offended by it. Why? How are you offended by someone wanting equality? How are you offended by that? And for the particular former media members who are tweeting about this and saying, yeah, you know, these stuck-up athletes. I refer to a certain Jeffrey Osborne song that says, if my brother is in trouble, so am I. And for the people like Malcolm Jenkins, like Brandon Marshall, the linebacker for the Broncos, not the wide receiver, like Colin Kaepernick, the millions of dollars doesn't turn you away from the things that are happening to people that look like you. So it's very simple.
Or don't look like you.
Yeah. And that's the problem, too. You can go on the micro or the macro. You can go micro level and say, the black community, the brothers that, you know, if something is happening to my brother, something is happening to me. Or you can go on the macro and say, hey, my fellow man, I call a bunch of white dudes around this station brother on a daily basis. You know why? Because in the end, we're all humans, and we're all brothers, and we're all sisters, and we got to take care of each other.
So except the black people. So we're all brothers, except those ungrateful athletes.
That's pretty much what it is.
I won't watch them, and especially that Jackie Robinson. Screw him, too.
Yeah,
screw Jackie Robinson.
What is going on?
I'm never watching another Dodger game as long as they continue to celebrate that stuck-up protester Jackie Robinson.
It's amazing. And the last thing that this country apparently wants is to look in a mirror and say, you know what, there might be some issues. There might be some problems after all this time, you know, that this hasn't been weeded out. You know, it's the worst disease in this country right now. And we got a lot of bad ones.
The shooting infants is a pretty bad one.
Well, it's, you know, it goes along with it. But you know, I don't know of a disease that's killed more in terms of, you know, equality and oppression and all. You can go back to whatever day you want to go back to. It's tough out here that people are being willfully ignorant about this.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the light Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Lots of baseball news today, including the Cubs claiming right-handed pitcher Corey Mazzoni off waivers from San Diego. The Cubs also assigning outfielder Leonis Martin to their AAA farm club. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have released reliever Trevor Rosenthal. The Indians, they've made a one-year qualifying offer to first baseman Carlos Santana over $17 million. The Dodgers have declined the option on Andre Ethier's contract that makes him a free agent. The Texas Rangers doing the same with Mike Napoli and Baltimore catcher Wellington Castillo. He's declined the player option on his deal. He also becomes a free agent.
We should add the Cubs have made qualifying offers to Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis. $17.4 million is the qualifying offer, which assures them of a compensation pick if the offer is rejected and they sign elsewhere.
Thank you for that. In pro basketball, Fred Hoiberg says Bobby Portis will play at Toronto tomorrow now that his 8-game suspension is history. And hockey news, Corey Crawford is the NHL's number one star of the week after posting back-to-back shutouts. Mully and Hanley and Apple Vacations, they're giving you the chance to win the warm with a 3-night trip for two to beautiful Grand Bahia Principe, that's Punta Cana, in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Tune into the Mully and Hanley show, that's November 13th through the 17th, for the featured guest sound clip. Tell us the name of the guest, and you may win. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicago locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at Bowlero.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Yeah, I saw that over the weekend, and I saw it trending, and it's the moment I saw Vin Scully trending, I'm like, oh man, I'm glad he at least, you know, got to see the World Series, the whole thing. Like, wait a minute, yeah, he's not dead.
He's never stepped out before. He's never made anything public in terms of political.
And by the way, let me get started on the Jews. I've had it not only with these entitled black people wanting equality, but screw Sandy Koufax and Sean Green, too. And take Andrew Friedman with him.
Oh, look at this. Good for Vin. Keep dissing the military, you two. The people kneeling need to actually do something in the community instead of the average person with no public influence. Oh, you know what? Doing, you know what, Texter? It's funny that you mentioned that. My little cousin is back home from Afghanistan. We will be at the bracket room tonight taking in dollar wings and messing around and watching a football game. You are welcome to come through and tell him as a half Irish, half Belizean young man that he shouldn't think the way he thinks, even though he has fought for this country and serving right now in the military. You should tell him that, since everybody wants to play that role, since everybody wants to pull that card. Come on down. We'll be in University Village this evening.
I just made your day better by punching this button. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike in Milwaukee is on the score.
Hey,
Mike, where you been?
I've been taking it easy.
Yeah? Everything good? Stop drinking?
Huh?
You stop drinking?
Does it sound like it?
So what's new, Mike? How's the world treating you?
Oh, we're good. You know, me and the wife are still there, and I got the secret.
What's the secret?
And, I don't know, but I know how to stay married.
Oh, well, I need, look. Oh,
Mike, holla at me. How have you stayed married? How many years have you been married?
81. How many years back?
Oh, since 1981.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. All right. So not since 1983?
Huh?
So 36 years.
Thank you. So what's the secret to being married for 36 years?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Give me some tips.
You got to win a couple bets.
You got to win a couple bets?
Yeah. Just like tonight. I could tell you guys, but you wouldn't listen to me.
Why wouldn't we?
What do you mean?
Well, because you guys don't listen, right?
Yeah, we do. Come on. You were making picks on this show going back years. We got Packers and Lions tonight.
Yeah, I know. And everybody thinks this is an easy bet.
Okay, well, I don't know. The line that I have is Detroit, a 2-point favorite on the road to Green Bay.
Who you got?
Well, everybody's thinking that because of Green Bay, and I hate to say it, you're right. Green Bay ain't going to win.
Okay.
So they're not going to win.
Lions going to cover?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's easy.
Where you at right now, Mike? In the garage?
I'm at Hooligans.
Oh, you at Hooligans?
What is it? Mulligans.
Okay. It's not Hooligans. It's Mulligans. Not Mulligan. That some at Mulligans aren't Hooligans.
Right. Or you're not at Mike Mulligan's place.
I'll have the bartender verify.
No, you don't have to do that, Mike.
Well, are you in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you cheating on Jim Dandy's?
Yeah, that was
what?
What happened to Jim Dandy's? Are you not allowed back?
No, there's the crust. Street.
Is it what?
It's across the
street.
Oh, so you've picked a new bar to go to. This is your new place?
Yeah. Well, he's I don't know, he's closed or something.
What's your drink of choice these days, Mike?
My drink and what?
Your drink of choice.
Beer and Jack.
Beer and Jack. All right. Yeah. Old school guy.
What?
What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
What did I do this weekend?
Yes.
Drank and watched TV. Watch football.
Are you and the wife doing any traveling?
Well, we're going to in about a month after stuff, and we're going to get out of this weather.
Hmm. Snowbirds.
Why, am I talking to Bernstein?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I was wondering how you were.
I'm well, thank you. Everything's good in my world. It's a good kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Where's Bornstein?
You mean Bors?
Born.
Yeah. Terry retired.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he retired, and he wrote a book, a best-selling book, and he's actually going to be on the show next week on November 15th kick off a book signing tour and talk about the book. Yeah.
Mike, would you like to come in for it?
Where would he be at?
Right here in our
downtown Chicago studios.
Special performance studio, the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage right here.
I can squeeze out a ticket for you if you want to come through, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to come.
All right.
Yeah, you got to show up, though. We're going to do this. We expect you here.
Yeah. Don't make me, get a seat for you that everybody wants, and then you don't come.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd have to come.
Okay. Well, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get your info, and then we'll shoot you out a ticket, okay?
All right. I forgot what you guys were talking about. But
well, it happens.
Hey, Mike, have a good evening, man. Make sure you get home safe. No driving for you this evening, okay?
Why not?
No driving.
No driving, Mike.
How are you? I know. Now, wait a minute. Who are you?
Jason Goff. I used to produce this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to talk to you all the time.
I like hearing you.
Thank you, buddy. I like hearing you, too. It's good. It's good that you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm glad you guys are.
All right, Mike.
Give me that book stuff.
All right.
Am I in there at all?
All right, yes.
We're going to put you on hold and get your information, okay? You just made this event a lot hotter.
All right,
so.
Don't hang up. One of our producers is going to pick up, and we're going to get you what you need, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Mike from Milwaukee.
No way in hell he's coming to this show.
Oh, no. He won't. He didn't remember the start of the middle of the conversation, the end of the conversation, let alone remembering what's going on right now. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And apparently, Jim.
Because halfway through it, I was like, did I do the wrong thing just now?
Jim Dandy's is closed Mondays.
So he just needed somewhere to drink.
Yes. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Man. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
He made it seem like it was closed down, or he just had a bad experience. It's just closed on Mondays.
There are apparently a lot of new listeners to this show who are asking, who is that guy? Who is that guy? Who is that guy? That's Mike from Milwaukee, who's been a longtime friend of the show.
Legend.
And for a while, when he was not too drunk, would pick college games for us and pick NFL games.
I've made at least 3 or 4 Mike from Milwaukee opens.
Oh, yeah.
Like that is B&B afternoon show royalty.
Yeah, longtime friend of the show.
Rusty and Stickney. Mike from Milwaukee,
Gary
Bob
Evanston,
Niles, Gary from Evanston. Yeah, there's certain Frank from Oak Park.
Next on this show, you are going to hear what a fired coach sounds like. In case you've ever wondered, hey, what does a coach sound like when he's fired? You'll know shortly on The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bors book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bors himself.
Smell bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
get them the most money possible. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. It's not every day that a home sells for more than the list price, but that's exactly what Rachel experienced when she hired Amy Kite. Amy listed the home for $125,000, and then she engaged her powerful marketing, which created so much demand with 20 showings and 4 offers in just 6 days. Less than a week and got that much traffic. It sold for $4,000 over the asking price, by the way. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline. If the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she'll have bought it for cash. You cannot lose. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I love. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. 847-877-9881. Or amywillsellyourhome.com and start packing today.
Hey, it's Mark Rohde here with the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. And Ryan, I know there have to be some people out there who haven't refied just yet. What would you say to those people?
Right now, mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year. And I would say to all the listeners, if your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, you really could be missing the boat. Might be able to save you a couple $100 a month on your mortgage payment or take you from a 30 down to a 15. Either way, if your rate's not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it's
ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark
jalapeno
donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11, limit one.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle. The best form of cardio for burning fat. Sprinting will put muscle on you. Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle. It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What will the Rams draw up? Rondé on 3rd and 33.
They're going to turn around and hand this football off. There's no play for 3rd and 33.
Short pass to Woods, and Robert Woods takes it inside the 30, the 20, on 3rd down at 33. The Rams capitalize a 52-yard catch and run. Woods with the Los Angeles touchdown.
Well, you're a New York Giant. This is absolutely unacceptable. This is impossible to convert a 3rd and 37. And this is indicative of what this football team is.
That's a bad one. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. You can also check us out on watch670thescore.com. Dan teased it by saying, would you like to hear a coach who is about to be fired? Ladies and gentlemen, Ben McAdoo.
Keep looking, keep fighting. That's what I ask of the players, that's what I ask of the coaches, and that's what I'm going to do myself. I'm going to lead by example. Keep playing, keep fighting, keep coaching.
Would you say them at halftime?
Ben, what did you see on the 3rd and 33?
That man punted on a question that coaches are asked around the league. All you got to do is say, I would rather not disclose what happened in the locker room at halftime. That way it sounds like you gave a stern message. Run that again, Tanny. They asked this man, what'd you say at halftime?
And he just stood there blinking.
What'd you say then at halftime?
Wow, that is when you can't even say that's between my players.
Yeah, simple.
And me.
Very simple.
I'm going to keep that between us.
Let me ask.
I don't violate that trust.
Let me ask you. You've covered many a
fired coach,
yes. Media days, locker rooms. Yeah. When you first started, did you ever get the anxiety like, okay, questions coming to me here, or I know what I want to ask here? Has that ever popped up in you? Because that has happened to me a few times in the big moments.
The only time it came up early on was when I was covering Super Bowls. And as a kid, you know, I'm what, 25? And standing there with the two coaches in the Super Bowl.
When you know the mic, you're two questions away or three. They're
right.
Putting up their hands like two away.
Right.
Three
giving
away.
All the signals. That was big. Then once you get past that a couple times,
yep.
And especially covering a losing Super Bowl locker room. Understand, you know, what when you're around those guys, yeah. And that sort of heavy feeling, you know, it's learning how to deal with professional athletes in one of the worst moments of their lives can
the
be
anger,
tough.
The sadness,
yeah,
all
you
that
were,
other stuff,
somebody
yeah.
snapping at you. But no, I always looked forward to the uncomfortable question. I relish the uncomfortable, and I especially liked it when you would get the side eye from other reporters, like, oh, that was probably rude. Like that's not a good way to make friends around here. And I would always say, like, hey, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to get information.
You guys stuck 5 years ago.
Actually, somebody said that to me, like, well, you know, yeah, that's not a way to make friends around here. And I said, that may be. I'm not here to make friends.
It happened to me in the Bulls locker room when I asked Vinny Del Negro the question, and I'll never forget. The game is happening, and it was the Sacramento Kings when they were down by 31, I believe, or 27 or something like that. And Vinny had a tough stretch for a couple of weeks now, and the Bulls sucked. And you had a young player, you know, that he was trying to nurture and develop in Derrick Rose. And you and I were texting at halftime, and I'm like, mm-hmm. dude, he's going to get fired. This is mm-hmm. gonna be, and I'm like, I'm going to ask him if he's going to get fired. And I saw your text. You're like, do that. You didn't say, I think you said do that bleep. I was like, all right.
Right. I went
down there and I asked him the question, and everybody looked at me like, and then after he answered it, because Vinny and I had a decent enough relationship, he answered it. We walked out like together side by side as mm-hmm. you go into the other locker room. I was following
Shoe. He knows you have a job
to
do.
And it was so crazy because dudes were walking up to me. Oh, boy, you got a lot more balls than I do. I would never ask that question. I'm like, how are you saying that?
That's your job.
But the anxiety, that moment where you're like, all right, here comes the microphone, like that. There's a few times where it's that final shot.
I remember
it. Jump up in your kind of
it
vibe.
It happened with Wanstead when we knew Wani was going to get fired. And they're leaving the field and we're walking off with the team. They used to let us down on the field for the final 2 minutes. We're walking off and the north end zone is just all, Wanstead sucks! Wanstead sucks! So we finished at the press conference and I said, Dave, does it bother you to hear what the fans were saying as you left the field? And there's a long pause. And he's like, what were they saying, Burns?
What are they saying about me?
They were saying Wanstead sucks. Oh, no, you know, it comes with the territory, you know, we're just, fans want to win, so it was fine.
Simple.
But, you know, he kind of called me out there, but it's no big deal.
It isn't a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just somebody, you're just asking a question as part of your job.
I've told Tony Gill and other dudes here at this station, you want to, you know, you want to do something, go out there and just ask a few questions. It's a lot easier than it sounds.
Just to ask questions.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than it sounds.
And I'll never forget it, really, and I wouldn't have thought about this, but in some of the Bulls playoffs when Phil was screwing around with his lineups and I was, you know, doing dumb things.
This guy's like asking about Michael Jordan playing 36 holes. This guy.
Yeah, I said Michael
AKA
played
the narc, right?
I said Michael played 54 holes yesterday. So you think is why he shot 2 of 18? And
the time he was out there, wilding out.
Dickie Simpkins in for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever it was. So Aileen Voisin, she might have been working at the New York Times, pulled me aside just one time at a shoot around, and she just like, hey, thanks for stepping out there for some of the stuff. She said it makes a lot of our jobs easier when somebody else is diving in there and trying to scrape out some of that info. I'm like, hey, I'm having fun.
And the best is when you got 4 or 5 guys who are doing it all at the same time.
Yes, working together. Yeah. Amazing how that is. Listening to other people's questions and following up.
I got a chance to do that with Shu and Agre Sam and Casey Johnson and Joe Cowley. And
Vincent Goodwill.
Vince came on after I was kind of done with that. But this happened to someone in Oakland not too long ago. I think this was last week. When that we talk about anxiety, sometimes that anxiety happens and... And it's
this is great. And it's, if this is what I think it is,
and it sounds like this.
Yeah, Kevin, you had. Sorry, I forgot my question. I won't waste your time. It happens.
Damn. Hey, I feel you, dog. It's all good. I forgot to play. I forgot a couple plays tonight.
Oh, that's a dude bailing you
nice.
Out.
Yeah, so
that's
Kevin Durant
bailing you out. But that is a dude who, that's that, you get that 2 and then that 1 from the media guy, the media department, then you know the microphone is coming your way. You start breathing fast for no reason and you forget your damn question. Run that one more. I feel awful for this dude.
Yeah, Kevin, you had, sorry, I forgot my question. I won't waste your time.
I won't waste your time. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that we haven't wasted your time for the last 4 hours. Wow. We're going to talk to Rich Campbell about those Bears in the NFL after the top of the hour update.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Rich Campbell straight ahead on the Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears are back and well-rested after the bye week. And now they can prepare to take on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Does all that translate to a W? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
You need new sheets because your sheets aren't good enough. How do you know, Bernstein? I know, because you don't have Brooklinen sheets, and now you need to get them. If you haven't slept on top-of-the-line sheets before, you're missing out, and you won't understand until you take advantage of this fabulous deal and check these out. And they used to be that to get high-end sheets, it was inconvenient and expensive, and you go to boutique stores or you have to go to a department store and talk about thread count and all that. Forget it. Brooklinen.com has cut out all the unnecessary markups and licensing fees and manufacturing waste, and all you do is go online and get high-end sheets underpriced. So try them. I love mine. You will love yours. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just for you, just for listening. You now get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you will love your new sheets that they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or give them as a gift this holiday season, the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the...
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears
Oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your time zone away.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And